This is the podcast that rocks, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, alternative metal, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
Thank you so much for tuuning in on this Tuesday evening, May 21st, 2025. Hope you all are doing well. If we get 50 likes on our live stream as we broadcast live on YouTube, we will be playing at least one round of Festival Rock or Flop, which is set up nicely now because OBS has improved a little bit and Discord to where my co-host can actually see what I'm presenting and doing when I present. You know what that means? It means pretty much they don't have to blind react and wait a few seconds and watch the stream delayed. They can actually see live. So long as one, my internet holds up, and two, my computer holds up. So,
yay, technology.
I know. Almost like we're living in 2015 at this point. Yay.
Thank you. What a concept.
I know. Thank you all so much for tuning in for us. We have a decent amount of little news. We actually don't have anything flat out dreadfully miserable. So we have some fun stuff this week. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Tell your friends, tell people you like and don't like, hit the like button. It really does help out. I lose 1 pound for every time someone hits the like button and I need to shed some weight. There, never. See, that works out.
Season.
We're getting to festival season. I need to sweat it off somehow before I actually start hitting, or else you're going to see me at some of these festivals going,
come here. It's hot. Heat advisory today. Come sweat with me.
That's true.
Where it's just like a sauna 24/7.
The humidity on the East Coast is roughly around 80 to 90 at all times. How's the humidity out there? 9?
Not bad.
Maybe? Maybe 8? Yeah. So.
Yeah.
For those, the news this week is crazy. It's a lot of different stuff. I wouldn't even say it's all miserable. There's a lot of interesting stuff, a lot of good stuff. You know, that's what we want to talk about. News that's actually nice. Also, Gabby in chat asked, how was the Halsey concert last week?
Just saw that, Gabby. Gabby, it was fantastic. Thank you for asking. Mm-hmm. One of the best shows I've ever seen.
That's high praise because, yeah, we've all seen a lot. So, you know what? Pretty good. Also,
I mean that.
Yeah, Alex also said she got back and said Halsey and Amy Lee will be co-hosts on the podcast at some point. Stay tuned. I promise it'll happen. Yep. Stay tuned. Yep. So
she said, they said people contacting other people's people. It'll be fine. It'll happen soon.
Absolutely. So as I get our stream all set up, let me make sure I'm doing this right. Gotta hit the right buttons. As we start talking about president, people on chat can see my screen. For some reason, the camera has me like shorter, higher. I always have to change my height. There we go. So now, as everyone will indulge me, is to make sure they can share my screen as I get used to the update for OBS that allows me to do all this live and on the fly. Who is president? Some of you are asking. That's a very fair question, considering, you know, we didn't know this last podcast. We just didn't. Goodness, what happened there? Well, bam, there we go. President is a new masked anonymous band. See what's going on now? It's catching on. I'm, for one, am okay with it. They released the new song, In the Name of the Father, this past week, since last podcast. As of right now, May 21st, already has 680,000 views on YouTube, just the music video. Apparently, the anonymous gimmick is working quite well. The question, however, is, one, is this gimmick a industry plant? Is this a side project? Is it a makeshift supergroup that's just trying to be anonymous for now and having fun? There's a lot of different questions that everyone literally who's heard of President so far has asked. And Alex and Rowan, would you agree with me on this? There is a musical comparison to Sleep Token along with the anonymous gimmick.
Well, yeah, definitely. Honestly, if we could just start giving our thoughts like sort of now, it's kind of like interesting that like not even just like Sleep Token, but even like Ghost, just looking at the guy, he looks a lot like prequel like era Tobias. You know, I forget like what they call that character. It's a Cardinal
Copia.
Cardinal Copia, yeah. The mask is just giving a lot of that same energy. Just
it is.
The whole aesthetic.
It is. Alex, have you heard the new song yet?
Yes, I have.
What are your thoughts on the new song, In the Name of the Father?
It's a good track. The vocals, there's a little bit of extra processing on the vocals for my personal taste. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're totally splitting hairs right now.
Okay.
But overall, like, you know, the music is good. The vibe is kind of good. You know, what we've seen so far is good. I don't know. I don't want to say too much. What if everything else sucks?
That's true. There's always that gamble. I am totally in on this after one song and everything's a nightmare after that.
Yeah, exactly. We've got one song, so
everything's controversial and offensive. Yeah. So,
yeah, to your point, just like thoughts on the song. I agree with Alex. Like, at least like with the verses, it felt like it was like too overproduced, like kind of like was hard to make him out. But I don't know. Like, I like the chorus at the very least. I don't know. I thought that was pretty catchy.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Yeah, and I'll chime in also. I do like how the song is written, the arrangement for it. It does have a heavier flow without getting just full open notes, chugga chugga, everything like that. It has that electronic feel while still feeling heavy. I will also agree the vocals are modded. I don't know to what level. I mean, there's voice modding on just about every vocal track right now in rock and metal. That's not just a trend. Sometimes it's light, sometimes it's thick. But if this is the gimmick and it's an anonymous group, I can't fault it too much because this is a stylistic choice. It's not like I cannot see this being the Katy Perry level of we have to make her voice sound better at any means necessary on record. So it's not like that.
No, it's not. It's the thing that is just a tiny bit irksome to me so far is just you can hear that like robotic element where it's like it's just too much for me personally. But I mean, the song as a whole. It's not bad. It's pretty
sure,
good.
Sure. I am happy it happens. And Rowan, sir, I'll let you go in a second. I'm happy there's another group that caught this much attention after one song and that song doesn't totally suck. And it's something new to jump onto. And everyone's kind of right there at the beginning after week one. That's rare. It's really rare for that to happen. So, and Rowan, go ahead.
Yeah, kind of like to your point, like, it is cool that like it, and rare that like this happens, that a band gets like this amount of attention, like right from the start, like literally like not even a week ago, no one even knew who these people existed. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, too, that's why people start throwing out the term like plant or something like that, because like, sure, again, they got all this attention right away. They had like the music video itself has a good production quality.
It does.
For so like you definitely have like that sense where there's already people already kind of like already involved in the music industry, kind of like within this band. And I guess we'll get to that like when we get to it.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, it's like my base concern, if I'm being honest, and especially just because we talked about Ghost and Sleep Token a lot, I kind of am worried that I am kind of like worried that like so many other bands are going to try at the anonymous masked like band gimmick or motif.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just kind of like I'm okay if it kind of like, you know, stops here, but I just hope that not that a bunch. I just hope like a bunch of other bands don't kind of like try to copy everyone else because like, oh, this is what's popular. So like, yeah,
I'm okay with it. So long as the product is good, as the end result is good, that's fine. Before we go into if this is industry plants or side project stuff, there's two things I want to bring up. Number one, the rallies on the website. I can't really say because of OBS. They're calling their live performances rallies, like You Worship with Sleep Token. Star Set has demonstrations. President has rallies. Get it? Political. They're debuting live at Download Festival. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Again, it goes to the point where like this is someone already like connected.
Exactly.
Yes.
When the hell does this happen?
Yes.
Not often.
And that's why I personally think before we go into the next field about this too, I think this might be more side project thing and it could blow up big, but I definitely feel like there's members of other bands that got together to do this that were already friends or label mates or something and were able to make this work with a label or producer or publicist. I don't know if that's necessarily industry plants. And the only reason why is because if it was true industry plants, they would not want it to be anonymous. They would want everything to be known.
I don't know. I could see them like look at like Sleep Token and see just like how much the anonymity like helped with the mystery of Sleep Token, how much that kind of like helped with the fan base. Mm-hmm. And they would try to emulate that.
Sure.
Yeah. And I think if this is a side project and these people already have, I don't think whether it's a side project or not, if it is an industry plant, they're still going to make all of the money off of whatever they do here with this project. So it still totally could be. And I only think it has the potential because of all of the things that it's already accomplishing from the download to just the hype and all of the, you know, this marketing and this PR is already so strong. If this isn't some sort of industry plant, it's somebody with a ton of money.
Yes.
Or already out the get.
And that's why I'm thinking it's more side projects or supergroup. We had a lot of people already established with money and a label and publicist who can keep their mouth shut.
I think either of the above, all of the above are still totally possible.
It's all very possible. Rowan, Alex, myself all have legitimate ideas behind this. The one theory that I really don't think is it's just Sleep Token, the entire same band. That's not
Hell no.
It's not. So I know there's like on paper similarities, but there's been a lot of theories and rabbit holes because everyone's still trying to decode Sleep Token stuff, announcing new tour dates for Australia, potential new music again this year. Ooh, and now they're a political band. Okay, let's tone down the last one. You know, so another symptom of how successful this has gone with how to launch your whatever the president is. We go to the uniform section, the merch section on their website. Every piece of merch is already sold out. Every single one. I don't know the last time I went to a band's website and saw every piece of merch sold out. Maybe, just maybe, they only had limited amounts and that's fine. But still, the band has been public for what, 4 days, 5 days?
Yeah. I wonder if this website debuted with sold out merch.
Ooh, that's genius if they did. I want to shake the hand and meet the person, get some ideas. Yeah.
Right? That is such a good idea.
Marketing genius. I'm sorry. They're so popular. Everything's already sold out and they've never sold anything. Like they haven't even made anything ever. I'm sorry. You'll have to wait on our waiting list to get emailed with other stuff. That type of thing.
By the way, too, it's just like that, to like add to like, just like the, I don't know, just kind of like the nuance that like all this is like already sold out. Like, yeah, people are liking the song. People are like, are pay attention to them, but like already after only like one song and like barely a week of existence, people are like, I need to get a shirt. I need to get
throwing, I need to like throwing 35 pounds or euros, excuse me, whatever you want to call it. I think that's pounds, right? The symbol for pound because it's British.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm making sure. Also, the merch models don't also have to wear masks, do they? That's not a requirement, right? Maybe I'm wrong. What do I know?
In the band is wearing the shirt. Oh, well, and he's the model.
Wow, they were really, they had limited time. Crap, we got to get this on the website now, Billy. Let's go. Okay, let's see.
This really is DIY.
I'll say. Yeah. I mean, that's cheap. If you think about it, you don't have to hire a model or an Instagram influencer or anything. Just, Billy, stand over there.
I mean, like, I see plenty of YouTubers who like wear their own merch in like the in the image photos. It shouldn't be like, it's not crazy to think of.
Even the 100-pound black jacket bomber jacket is sold out. Yeah, with president on the background, like, feeding me in the dark. That's
like one song. Who's I don't want to tell people how to spend their money, but who's like, I like this one song. I'm already invested in this band. I'm already gonna buy merch. I feel like people kind of like want to see things play out a little bit more before they spend that kind of money, right? Because 100 pounds, that's like what? That's 120 USD?
Right? My counter to that, this is a podcast that has talked about people that spent the $1 million Fire Prometheus package for Firefest 2 and the man with MS and his child paying Gene Simmons $12,000 to work for him.
Yeah, but you could just say there's like the occasional idiot out there. How much stock do they have that they're able to get like this many people on board?
I do wonder if
it's all gimmick.
I think it's all gimmick. And you know what? Maybe not all gimmick, because I think it's more just they only had 10 of each. And you know what?
When I say all, I just meant like the merch.
Yeah. I think the merch wise, I think they only printed like 10 so they could go sold out that fast to make it seem a little bit honest and sincere without really having to do that much. But if that again, if the sold out thing was just a flash gimmick at first, genius. We got to hire
either way. That's the whole thing with these, with this. I don't want to say these anonymous. This is the first new anonymous band that's gotten any traction, really, you know, since the Ghost and Sleep Token. Those are the like pioneers, not even pioneers. They're the big ones right now. Okay.
Sorry.
I was just going to say President's like the new one right now. Okay. So I'm not going to give anybody else any crap or grief or anything on this, but these guys are already doing such crazy like marketing. And even though it's super, super quick, it's like super tight and coordinated, and it's super polished. So this is like this merch thing falls right in line with that. Everything is super tight, super perch, super polished. And you know, they're doing a really good job.
You know what sucks? I just thought of this for us three. If we ever decided to make an anonymous group, we'd never be able to use the audience we already have to tell them, because then it wouldn't be anonymous. There's no way we
could. No, it's like, oh, hey, right? Guys, just talk about this new band that we found.
Guys, did you hear about this new three-piece band? Huh? Huh? All three of them play bass? All three of them play bass? Yeah.
It's like that Spinal Tap clip where it's like they all play bass.
Huh? Huh, guys? Yeah? Pretty good, right? You want to buy their merch right now? Oh, it's sold out.
There's nothing left. Oh my goodness. It went so quickly. That's nuts.
They're that popular. I guess you better pre-order their next round of merch, right?
Crazy.
So, in the comments section later, if you're watching this later, or just letting us know in the comments, what do you think of the new song, In the Name of the Father? Which, we'll jump the gun a little bit. Rowan, it was your week. You're saying this is a good choice for song of the week just because buzzworthy alone. I mean, it's tough to beat.
Oh, yeah, but like at the same time, too, I'm not sure. It's definitely because of all the attention it was. Even me and my friends who are all involved in music, we couldn't stop talking about it. It was at least like the song of in the last week that I've been listening to the most.
Sure.
You know, and again, I have problems with the vocals being like overproduced, but overall, I could still vibe with the song. I could still enjoy it. Right. I like the chorus a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to. I'm very curious to see what the live footage will look like at Download. Because you know people are going to record just fan footage. They don't have to do the full production value recording. They might. I mean, if they're debuting at Download, they probably have the funds and capability to do that.
But I would imagine the guy's probably going to grab like a podium or something like that, kind of like sell the president motif a little bit more. And they lights, definitely are going to probably have more music.
And lights the podium on fire. Yeah. Make a statement.
You're definitely going to have more music by then. So we'll have like a better kind of like understanding of their style. Yeah. Imagine if they only play like one song and then dipped. That'd be the worst thing ever.
That's a big buildup for Download just to do one song set and then nothing.
Yeah, they're up for there for like 3 minutes.
3 minutes, 48 seconds, and then they're done. That's a lot of load in time. Yeah. So
what if, okay, what if, what if this is one of those weird situations and the president comes out and they have their set all set and ready to go? They do this one song. And then all of a sudden they reveal that they're Metallica. Remember when Metallica did that one time?
I was going to say, there's other bands that have done that stupid thing too. Like it's a reveal. It's like, ha-ha, it was us. You know,
it was us the whole time.
I don't know who it would be though. That's the thing.
I don't either. I don't really think this is that, but it would be absolutely nuts if it was.
And it'd have to be, it'd have to be someone great, because if it's a letdown or some people don't like, it's going to crap on them hard.
I've seen like speculation online. People have a good, I'm not going to say any names, but people have like have a good idea of who it is, or they at least they claim to. And I got to be honest, when I looked up who they're guessing it is, I'm like, I have no history with this guy. I have no thoughts about this band or like this guy's previous band. So it's like, if they say like, oh, we're this guy, I'm going to feel nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I feel what you're saying.
Yeah, and I agree, and I do think President will be unveiled eventually. That's just how things are. But just enjoy the ride right now, I guess. It's not a bad thing, you know? Exciting things are happening. It's 2025. It took, 12, 13 years for rock and metal to actually have a pulse again, and it finally does, and it feels refreshing and revitalized. It's nice. There was a lot.
We're doing well for the last few years.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to bounce around a little bit, but first I want to go to a story that also broke that was the big shock of the rock world, I should say. We broke the new, like we talked about the day of when Foo Fighters were going on their indefinite hiatus. Well, they're not done causing odd news. They fired Josh Freese, the super drummer. He's played with everybody, and this is the first time in a 40-year career with platinum albums and Grammys that he's been fired from a band. And whatever reaction you're thinking right now, if you're just finding out about this, he's the fill-in for Taylor Hawkins. he's the most adaptable, like diverse drummer you can find. My response to these two in chat was, who are they going to find that's better? So
I've seen like,
go ahead. Sorry. No, go ahead.
I saw like, I can't remember the website, but I think I remember reading somewhere that someone said like, they're saving this, they're giving the spot to Taylor's son. You know, he's
performing with
Foo Fighters.
See, I did see those rumors. Yeah.
And if that's and if that's the case, wouldn't they just tell him that? Instead of saying, they wouldn't even have to fire it. He'd be like, okay. You know, yeah. And that's something they could tell the guy. They'd be okay. I feel like he'd be okay with that. You know, yeah. And that is very possible. Maybe it was just handled super poorly. That's also very possible. So the Foo Fighters called me Monday night to let me know they've decided to go in a different direction with their drummer. No reason was given. That sucks. Getting fired for no reason. Regardless, I enjoy the past few years with them, both on and off stage, and I support whatever they feel is best for the band. In my 40 years of drumming professionally, I've never been let go from a band, so while I'm not angry, just a bit shocked and disappointed. By the way, he is being pretty classy about this, considering everything going on. But as most of you know, I've always worked freelance and bounced between bands, so I'm fine. Stay tuned for my top 10 possible reasons Josh got booted from the Foo Fighters list. That being said, we now go to the top 10 reasons Josh Freese was most likely booted from the Foo Fighters. Number 10, once whistled My Hero for a week solid on tour. That would do it. I'd want to fire someone for that.
Straight to jail.
Number 9, could only name one Fugazi song, so he lost some old school punk metal cred. Right there, instantly. Number 8, two words, polyrhythms. Now, is that a shot at something? I don't know. It's like, okay, other drummers did do that too. Number 7, metronome-like precision behind the kit deemed soulless.
How dare you play too good?
Yeah, I think so. Number 6, demanded starting every rehearsal with a 20-minute cowbell sound bath. That might be a legit one then. If that's the case, yes, I would fire him.
How to cleanse the aura.
Number 5, never once even tried growing a beard. And to be fair, maybe he can't. Yeah. Not everyone can. That's not his fault. Number 4, didn't show up to studio because Mercury was in retrograde. So I don't even claim to know any of that. Maybe the Aries and Libras out in the world can inform us what stars were aligned and that happened. I don't know. Just play the Looney Tunes sound effect. There you go. Is that work? Number 3, promised Noodles he could be the fourth guitarist, which is actually pretty funny. Noodles from The Offspring. He's like, yeah, come on in. You're Foo Fighters now. That's actually pretty good. Okay. I did like that one. Number 2, refused to perform unless he was guaranteed a Ouija board and nunchucks after every show. By the way, he posted a picture printed off with this of a picture of nunchucks and the Parker Brothers Ouija board on tour. And number 1, the whole poodle thing was getting to be a bit much. Now, some of you might be wondering, what the heck is the whole poodle thing? I don't even get it. That's the whole poodle thing. One, Josh Freese is touring currently with one of his original bands, A Perfect Circle. He's on the road right now. He got fired while working for other bands. And he wears the poodle mask every now and then. Foo Fighters are not serious enough of a group to fire someone over the poodle mask, right? Right?
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
I mean, like, you know what? I can understand this. I can get this.
So, that being said, I'm confident Josh Freese is not hurting for work. Again, he's already on tour right now and making new music and other stuff as well. I just don't know or what to expect for Foo Fighters. If they want to go with Taylor Hawkins' son, fine. But no reason was given for being fired. That sucks.
Yeah,
that is not a good look for a band who has been struggling to find a good look for the past year. Is that fair to say?
I feel like
some issues. Yeah,
I feel like I feel like you should just like at least give a reason. Don't just be like, oh, yeah, we're kicking you out. You know?
Yeah. And again, if it was his son, I feel like this is a 40-year veteran. You could probably tell him just like, hey.
Yeah, he's going to find another job. He's worked with so many people. He's currently working. Like, you're not going to hurt him. You're fine. Just tell him.
Right. It's
like,
you
say they did.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Would you say like they kind of like Michael Anthony'd him a little bit?
I can't even say that. I don't know. Shocked and disappointed, and he could have taken this much worse. I'm glad he's using this just to have fun with it a little bit. Also, if he had time to make this list, post these little memes and stuff like this, and he still hasn't been told, like, Foo Fighters have to know about the backlash and confusion now, right? And he's still not informed. That's worse. Yeah, that's worse then. Because Foo Fighters have not put out anything. Josh Freese just let everyone know.
We know the deal. Any publicity is good publicity, even if it's bad.
Yeah, see, I wholeheartedly disagree with that, but there are many people that do agree with that.
I don't think Foo Fighters really care as long as everybody's talking about them, because all of the, you know, dirty laundry's already been aired out.
That's true. Like,
that we know of.
Oh, goodness. Oh, no.
Like, having a good image, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the music has not been hurt except for the song Everlong, which was written to his wife and is about loving her forever. Oh.
Hey, yeah, music is open to interpretation.
That was his interpretation. He explained it and said that's what it meant.
Our interpretation, Luke. Ours. Outside.
I decided I changed the meaning of what this song means after I wrote it 20, 30 years ago.
Nope. I'm the listener. It can be whatever I want it to be.
I guess. Yeah. So we'll find out. When we have more Foo Fighters news, they announced one tour date. They're playing a big fatty festival. I want to say South Korea. Is that where it is? I could be wrong on the date. Hong Kong, South Korea. There's a big fatty one. Like Foo Fighters, Baby Metal's going to be there. If someone's in the chat, let me know. That's the only date they've announced so far.
We talked about it a couple weeks ago. I don't remember where it was.
Remember either. I just know it's in that area of the world. They're probably, and I understand they're not exactly next door, South Korea and Hong Kong. But I'm just saying Foo Fighters have more stuff planned, it looks like. The music for the most part is untouched. I just wish you could be a little more forthcoming, a little, I don't know.
More transparent. Just say like, even if it's just like, hey, it's not working out or something like that. Maybe just like, oh, hey, like, we just don't mix well. Just like give him something. Don't just fire him and just don't give a reason.
From
a corporate company.
From Ellie Heat. It's OK. He had another confession to make. So that being said, I do want to point out really briefly the Sesentana Inuno tour. That's where this photo came from this past weekend, where they had Primus, A Perfect Circle, Pussifer all on stage at the same time. Pretty fun. I also pulled the worst thing I've ever done as a music industry and photographer. I forgot about the no cell phone rule literally when I got to my seat and put up some clips almost accidentally. And I took them down as soon as I realized. Yeah.
There you go.
So I am most likely going to jail. This will be my last podcast.
Straight to jail.
The tour was fun.
We talk about people like you on this podcast.
I talk about people like me on this podcast.
I know. 2 weeks ago, we had the thing with Alex, and just like now.
To be fair,
your door, Luke.
To be fair, I'm asking forgiveness this time. I'm not trying through confession. I have not been busted, so hopefully the judge will be lenient. However, we shall see.
Photos. Hail Marys.
Oh, it's gonna be a lot more of that for Maynard. I don't even know what his Hail Marys would be. Yowza.
Yeah,
and maybe buy a bunch of his wine.
I guess that's not the worst punishment. I guess I don't drink, but there's worse punishments. But yeah, other news, like they were talking about, they have more group work coming. They close with the song Grand Canyon, which is all three bands playing together, three drummers, like all the singers, everyone's playing something. It was a cool moment. They have the new Pussifer album coming out this fall, they announced, which is fun. So everyone's busy. Everyone's doing something fun. Fun show. If you got tickets for it, it's great because they played in acts. Like A Perfect Circle will play three songs. Primus will play three songs. Pussifer will play three songs. Intermission. And then they'll change up the order. 1, 2, 3. Intermission. 1, 2, 3. Intermission, like they call it acts. They do a good job with it. It's nice. So that way, and also the last song, Maynard says you can pull out your stupid little cell phones now. In his cheeky Maynard James Keenan way.
If you accidentally leave a clip up, that was the last song that night. I don't remember the order.
Oh, Well, they could pull up the set list real quick. Also, it's off two different songs, too. So did I forget right after the one song I recorded? Oh, wait. Oops. So.
Sorry.
No, it's not even the cops that knock on your door. Maynard just like karate kicks your door down.
Oh, in his gi. Because he tours with his mats, too. Yeah. Like, he tours with his jiu-jitsu mats so he can train in the mornings.
Yeah, no, he just puts you in, like, some chokehold or something.
He has me at a scissor lock in the legs, and Ivan's just, like, playing around with us, like, thinking we're playing with him.
Ugh. Gretchen walks by sipping a coffee, and she just moves on.
She's like, I gotta get to work. Is this gonna be much longer, guys? Come on.
Yeah. Ugh. Hey, honey, have you seen the keys? I can't find them.
I can't breathe.
Call the cops.
There's you kids have fun.
Uh-huh. Okay, there's gas in my car, right, Luke? There's can blacking out. You better have filled up gas in my car. So.
Locking the door behind me. Bye, guys.
Drove it last.
We now go to the big news that we anticipated last week, and we have it confirmed. Even Arcadia is number one in the United States, top of the Billboard 200, outsold
Who
Ghost.
Said okay. It won't happen.
Let me get to the details before we start gloating. Thank you. Outsold Ghost in vinyl sales as well. That's a statement right there. That's impressive, no matter what you think. The fact that these Sleep Token songs are still getting radio play and charting is also big. This week, another mass market rock band has duplicated Ghost's feat. Sleep Token, a lore-rich genre-smashing entity, an anonymous English prog rock band. What a description from NPR. Oh, I got to do my NPR voice. Excuse me. Sleep Token, a lore-rich, genre-smashing, entirely anonymous English prog rock band, has landed its first ever number one, has even in Arcadia, bows atop the Billboard 200. It's an NPR article. It gets the NPR voice. It's the NPR voice. I'm quite skilled at it. Thank you very much.
You need to drink less water and have more of that mouth smack.
Less water?
God, don't make it worse.
Even Arcadia, dead. Big numbers while you're still making fun of my voice. Songs are still good. Skeletor's still on the top 200 as well. So that's not to say Skeletor just fell off after 1 week. So it's not a fluke. That means two heavy music albums reached number one in 2025. That has not happened probably since the 2000s, at least. Maybe the 90s. In a 3 week span because there was a break between. Yeah. It's nuts. Yeah. So
absolutely nuts.
If anyone,
out of the three of us, I was the only one who had hope of this. So
you were the most confident that this would happen. Yes.
So Chad, if you guys would want to like maybe at Vessel and just tell him or anyone else that like this guy believed in him all the way,
all you people in chat that obviously have his direct contact, obviously let him know about this.
Call him up.
You could have someone working on this. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone like talks in the chat. So
that's true.
As soon as they confirmed it, I literally in my head had from Dodgeball. I feel shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he's like Cotton. Like it played like that in my head. I was like, freaking way. It's nuts. Absolutely. I still feel shocked because we talked about it. This is only the third time in 4 years that a hard rock or metal band has made it to number one on the Billboard 200. It is absolutely mind blowing.
And the fact that both of these happened in less than a 3 week span. That's impressive.
Also, it's weird that Bad Bunny is in between these two bands, but it's still.
And also Bad Bunny's huge. He's been huge for a long time around the world.
Yeah, totally.
But now that Ghost. But Sleep Token topping over Bad Bunny, that is insane. So.
Yeah, it was wild.
Back. Metal is coming back.
So we now all need to have a moment of silence, brief moment for all the elitists, because this has been the darkest month for metal elitists ever. Ghost and Sleep Token going to number one. You can't even imagine the crybaby hissy fits on Reddit. It's
I'm just imagining
nuts.
Some 50 year old greasy, smelly, like overweight guy in grease stained pajamas, just like having a tantrum in his mother's basement. That's what I'm picturing.
Picks up his keyboard and breaks it on the desk. That type of thing. Yeah. I mean, this is the dark days right now. They are going to start screaming metal is dead. despite numbers and stats and download and all these other festivals happening right now. So I say hats off, kudos.
Poorly produced black metal cassette tape just to calm himself down. Mm-hmm.
That he helped make himself with like a bad Fisher Price to cassette radio tech he had when he was a kid.
Yeah.
The little one, like the little red one that you like you speak into. Yeah. So that being said, if this is super hypothetical, nothing confirmed, all speculation. If Sleep Token does confirm that they have another album coming out and this Even in Arcadia was a double album, again, hypothetical, nothing confirmed. What if that one goes to number one, too? Yeah.
My whole brain will explode.
Yeah.
But see, okay, if this is the start of it, because I can't lie. Like, we have everything on film. I was definitely not expecting this at all. Mm-hmm. Because, again, I'm going to, you know, go back to what we talked about when Ghost hit number one. Rock and metal don't make it to the top of the mainstream.
They never do.
Anything. Not the award shows, not the media, not the Billboard. So the fact that this has happened now twice within the same month, if this is sort of like a resurgence or, you know, a welcoming of rock and or metal into the mainstream, we're going to have a wild ride the next couple of years.
And a good ride, too. Think, this is good.
Yeah.
So,
and not to gloat, I just think I had confidence even from the get-go, because I feel like Ghost and Sleep Token especially just kind of had like a big impact on younger generations, on just kind of like Gen Z and like
Sleep Token Zoomer. Especially. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exploded on TikTok. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you totally, like, you were behind your boys the whole time. And I said it, and I'm going to stay behind it. I really wanted this to happen. I didn't think it would, though, just based on track record statistics and rock and mainstream acceptance.
And I would like to point out.
No, you had no faith.
And I would like to point out that I said it was definitely possible after Ghost went to number one because of vinyl sales. That was the main thing to trigger my thought. Like, okay, it is possible now if it's vinyl. And that's what Sleep Token did because of vinyl sales. Again, fans make it work.
I'm the most dedicated worshiper out of the three of us here.
It's true. You know what? Sleep Token doesn't allow photographers anymore, but Rowan, your reward, you get to shoot Sleep Token at the next concert of your choice. Just show up to it with a camera. They'll let you ride him back. I promise.
Yeah, no, I just get to share a beer with three. That'd be awesome.
Three? You don't get to meet the rest of the band, just three. He doesn't even talk to you.
Three is awesome.
He is awesome. I just think it's random. I just like kind of random. It's just like three just sits next to you, drinks, and leaves.
I can't have a favorite.
he's like looks at you, nods once, drinks, leaves. Oh my gosh. This was the best day of my life.
Have you seen clips of that guy? He will scream at the crowd.
Oh yeah.
He is totally.
Oh yeah. We seeing Sleep Token live is what convinces people. That's what it did for me in 2022. That's what it did for my wife in 2023. So we shall see. Now that they're going to Australia, they're going to convert down under. That'll be fun. Going to have songs dedicated to kangaroos. Australian stereotypes. I don't know enough at all about Australia. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He comes out with a boomerang. I don't know. Is that it?
Have you seen like the clip of like like some stage guy comes out with like a Nintendo Switch?
And yes, I did see that. Yes.
He would so bring out a boomerang or something, or they would bring maybe a kangaroo or something.
Ooh, should that be the Switch 2 debut? Like, because Switch 2 is coming out this year, have Sleep Token debut it? That's a good crossover. That's a collaboration.
That would be the most confusing crossover ever.
Our new album's coming out on Switch 2 pre-order only on the memory card. Hope you want to buy it.
Oh, God. That's how you sell the Switch 2 at its $500 price. Force Sleep Token fans to buy it just to consume the music.
It would work. Don't act like it wouldn't. You know it would.
Yeah, but at what ethical cost?
Mm-hmm. Well, Sleep Token doesn't seem to be totally corrupted by Hollywood and the system yet. So let's hope so. We now move on. Now, this seemed like a shock and an awful thing, but now that we know a little bit more, it's not as bad as it seems. And that is with I Prevail, parting ways with longtime co-vocalist Brian Burkheiser. This was a bit of a shock. Grammy nominated, number one hits, you know, albums do good. I Prevail is a big festival band, especially in the U.S. You think everything would be fine. Well, it turns out the split was amicable. We share the today we share that we are mutually parting ways with Brian Burkheiser. This was a difficult decision, but we believe is the right one, and we are all grateful for the 10 epic years we shared together. We wish Brian nothing but success and happiness in his future endeavors. Moving forward, Eric will continue the powerhouse frontman you've come to know and love, and he'll do both. He'll be backed up by Dylan, who you've seen this role many times over the years of shows we performed without Brian. So they're all going to kind of continue on just without him as a four-piece right now. I Prevail is also the band that once their bassist left, they didn't even try to replace the bassist. They just moved on without it. Because it was a six-piece. I just think it's interesting. I Prevail is this band, like, if a band member leaves, they're just like, okay, well, let's do it without them.
I mean, yeah, adaptability.
That's true. I mean, they're making it work. So, we found out a little more, though, later on, over the weekend. Number one, Brian Burkheiser has been diagnosed with a disease that actually does affect some of his, like, physical health. Going on the road, stuff like that, is going to mess with him. Number two, Brian Burkheiser just had a baby. Maybe it's not a forever thing. You know, this is very possible that he returns someday. It's just a right now, it's probably for the best that he's not there. His health comes first. His family comes first. And if this was amicable, it's hard to get really upset about that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Yeah. Have either of you seen I Prevail Live?
A few times.
Yeah. I was going to say they were at Aftershock one of the years we were there. So yeah. Thoughts on I Prevail from either of you?
I had a this is gonna sound a little bit cringe. I had a break from them since like high school because I've gotten back into them like, you know, in the recent years, but like I had a girlfriend who was really into them, and then when it didn't work out, it was just kind of like a thing where it's like I didn't want to listen to them out of spite.
Oh,
it's like one of those like cases, if anyone's ever had that before.
She was stuck in your head. Boom, I nailed it. I got the joke down.
Where's the... No.
No, too late. I already pushed the O button. I pushed the button. Too late. I nailed it on that one as well. Yeah, that's right. Gretchen's a lucky lady, everybody. She gets to hear jokes like that all the time for free.
She has my sympathies.
So... I Prevail students still doing their own stuff. They're still going to be touring. They got a lot of things planned. Again, I would not be surprised if we see him with I Prevail again someday, whether it's a one-off, whether it's something else. I think there's more to this behind the scenes. And I think if this was amicable, it was probably a decision that was long time coming. It wasn't like Josh Freese getting fired without being told why. So that makes sense.
There are some rumors going around, man, and I don't even know if we need to bring them up.
There are some weird rumors, yes, about this.
Yeah.
And there's nothing. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, maybe we should wait to address the rumors until we get confirmation or not.
We'll wait. Let's wait at least a week.
Yeah.
In case something else breaks up, because there are rumors. Almost all of them have nothing. Like of substance, nothing. So
I like this. This is good. This is the good positive podcast stuff we talk about. Like,
yeah, it's the positive podcast. Remember? Also,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Also, something positive, and I mean this: new Judas Priest documentary, co-directed by Tom Morello, coming. That's kind of awesome. Tom Morello's the one that's also curated that huge Back to the Beginning festival, that one day festival for the Black Sabbath farewell. And now Tom Morello's doing this documentary for Judas Priest. Tom Morello wants to do anything except help reform Rage Against the Machine. He probably wants to do that too, but Zach's like, no, I don't want to go out on the road again. No. I'm totally going to watch this. I don't know if either of you have read any of his autobiographies, Rob Halford. Yeah, he doesn't hold back. He, like the first one, Confession. Oh, that's an apt title. He goes into deep detail about all the things he did in his youth and growing up and figuring out he was a gay man in the metal world. And he does not shy away from details. Also, that book is not for children. If you play that, if you play that audiobook for a child, you are a terrible person. So that being said, I'm totally up for this. I'm so excited. It said... Yeah. It also says that we'll explore the band's 50 plus year legacy, influence on heavy metal, and iconic hits like Breaking the Law. So there's so much to cover with Judas Priest also. Like, you think about like when Rob left the band and then came back, all that other, all this other different stuff. So I'm definitely excited for that. And finally, before we get to our albums and tours coming up, there's one thing that broke today that we need to go over. As we broadcast on YouTube, we need to address one of YouTube and Twitch's biggest metal channels, with Nick Nocturnal stepping away. Turns out that Nick Nocturnal is beyond burnt out and he wants to retire. 11 years and the last, and I would say at least since pandemic, when he was doing like the late night at home or 2 minutes to late night type stuff, and he was really going strong. He has over 1 million subscribers on YouTube. He's doing the Nick Nocturnal Awards every year. Like, you watch the most recent one, you can see how hard he's working. I can understand that he's in a situation now where he wants to stop, step away, figure out what he wants to do, and stop doing this. Burnout's real. So he will be missed. Yeah. There's a lot of great stuff. His channel's not going anywhere. He's not like deleting his channel. He has more content online than you could ever, ever consume. You know, it's that type of creative artist. And he's done so many collaborations as a musician with so many bands, whether remote during the pandemic days or on the road and on touring and things like that. He's done a ton. So he's done great things. I doubt we'll see the end of him. Him wanting to retire and not do all of this anymore. Nick Nocturnal, YouTube, Twitch. Yeah, I kind of get it.
He deserves a break.
Yeah, a long one.
Let him wait till he feels like he's ready. That's like, That's completely fair.
And what if he comes back and does something different, but still in rock and metal? Oh, well, it's not Nick Nocturnal, though. You have to come back to the same thing. Let him do what he wants. If he wants to step away, let him step away. If he wants to come back 5 years from now with a new design and a new plan for his life, let him.
Yeah.
So. Also, by the way, too, it's like, it's kind of cool because like he would, if he does decide to do something to come back, you know that like since he's going to have like a lot more downtime to like think about things and like really plan it out, he's not worried about like, oh, I got to release something like now.
You always have to think, it's like you always have to think about the next thing. You always have to think about next week and next month, you know?
Yep. No, yeah, exactly. You know, whatever, if he does come back, it would hit hard. Sure. At least I think so.
Absolutely. I can't imagine anyone, like, there are always going to be toxic fans for any huge personalities. Once you have over 1 million subscribers, you have at least a shred of people that are parasocial and stuff. Twitch streamers especially. But at the same time, and you know what? You can deal with it. This man has given and done a lot for the rock and metal community for years. And 99% of it was free to watch. What else do you want from the guy? So,
yeah,
hats off to Nick Nocturnal. I hope whatever he does next, whatever he chooses, he's happy and he can enjoy it. See, that's not so hard to wish someone. Most people, when they say they want to quit their job, they're yelled at or said, you can't quit. That's actually more common. So
just rest.
Yeah. You just go take a 15er and then you can come back and work some more. Work another 5 years.
No. You deserve a real rest. Come on now.
So thanks to everyone. His whole video. I need to figure out my life. It's on his channel. It is worth watching. It's a clear statement as well. If anyone's confused and after you watch the video, then you really aren't listening. So that being said, that goes over the news. I know we went a little bit longer. Let's talk about some of the albums and tours coming out this week. Or that were announced this week as well. So we'll start off with tours. If you have anything, Alex, you'd like to share with us.
I'll skip a couple of them because they're kind of one-offs, but Shiprock was just announced.
Yes.
So that's a big one.
Yes.
We've got a stacked lineup for this.
It's probably the best, stronger lineup I've seen in quite a while.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. Hailstorm, Motionless in White, Knocked Loose, Wage War, Suicidal Tendencies, Avatar, Star Set, Sleep Theory, From Ashes to New, Kitty, AWOL Nation, and then... You know,
it goes down
lower tiers.
I told my wife, I would want to go on this if it wasn't so long, because they keep extending the length of the cruise. It's over a week long now. When I went on, it was when I went on the cruise, it was like 5 days total.
Yeah.
You know, it was a lot more. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was going to say, I don't know why. I just feel like festival or like concert on a cruise. I don't know why that just seems like a little bit off-putting me because I'm just like on the boat. I can't go anywhere.
See,
like, I don't know.
The cool thing about
like just being in the middle of the ocean.
The thing is, though, the boat is so massive. If you don't want to see that band in concert, you can see another band because sometimes they play at the same time. There's like several stages on the boats and there's so many decks. These cruise ships, especially the Shiprocked one, is bigger than the most massive hotel you can imagine.
Well, yeah, no, it's not the festival itself. It's just more like I don't like the idea of being like on a ship.
Ship, okay. Like
in the middle of
that's very fair. That's fair, and that's very fair. A lot of people have that too. That's,
the ocean just being stuck in the middle of it. That's like one of the most. That's genuinely one of the most terrifying things to me.
Absolutely. I went in 2018, and that was when Stone Sour was headlining with In This Moment and Star Set and a bunch of others. It was really fun. The lineups, and I'm open about this, have been very hit and miss for me. Some years, they are total misses. This one, for me, probably the most solid lineup I've seen in a while. Also, a joke, AWOL Nation is on there so they can play the song Sail while they're on the shore. Get it?
Perfect.
Right? So, thank you. Thank you very much. Also, Kitty's on there, too. I kind of like that as well.
It's fun.
Yeah. So, and this is like, for those who are not aware of Shiprock, this really is a cruise like where all the bands are like eating lunch and dinner with you in the eating halls. You're just hanging out with everybody on the beach when they go to shore. So it's something like that. It's fun. What else?
It's like all inclusive too. Like super fun all across the board. So hell yeah.
It is.
All right. In addition to the massive Shiprocked announcement from today, whatever, this week, we also have Fear and Loathing and Sublime in Las Vegas. That's a fun 2-day event. Dream Theater just announced a massive U.S. tour in support of their new album, Parasomnia. We've got Attack Attack. They are going to be doing a very lengthy U.S. tour. VM are going to be doing a handful of European tour dates. Jerry Cantrell just announced a summer U.S. tour with Filter. That's going to be super fun.
Fun one. Yeah.
This one, I think I'm most excited from this week about this one. Ice Nine Kills just announced a U.S. tour for the summer.
Correct.
And this lineup is really good. So it's Ice Nine Kills, Dayseeker, Kim Dracula, The Funeral Portrait, beginning September 2nd.
Yes. And they're not playing with that band that opened up with that terrible joke that they were a couple months ago. So get tickets to that as well, right? I know. So.
Yep. So those are the big ones.
Awesome. Good tours. Rowan, what albums do we have coming out this May 23rd?
It's a bit of a slow week. Next week is going to be a lot better. I feel like every month there's just like one week where it's just like, it's not as...
We can't really complain too much this past month. We've had a lot.
Yeah, no, seriously. We still have like some notable ones, in my opinion. So, first of all, Luke, you're going to love this one. Ender is coming out with a new album this week.
Oh, are they?
Back to Life.
Jeez.
I know how much you love them.
Hell yeah.
Besides that, we have Midnight with Steel, Rust, and Disgust going out through Metal Blade. Okay. So we have Onslaught with Origins of Aggression.
Heavy.
And then finally, we have a newcomer, or like relatively new, Senna with Stranger to Love. So, yeah.
That sounds familiar, Senna. I'm drawing a blank. I apologize.
I recognize the name too when I was like doing my research. They have like a few like singles and EPs out right now. Again, I think they're still like very like green, but like, again, it's good stuff so far.
I gotcha. Very nice. If that's all for those, we're going to go really quickly to our super chats. And we have a couple rounds of Festival Rocker Flop if you both have time. We'll be quite brief with that. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, everyone. And thank you for the super chats. First up from Lone Wolf 6, who's from Lone Wolf. Does knowing they have the same marketing team as Sleep Token a plus? If it is the same marketing team in UK and US, I'm sure that does not hurt because they know how to handle this anonymous stuff. And again, if it is members that are really teams and stuff, they obviously have connections, President does. And that's not a bad thing. You know, I think that's fair. From Heavy Metal Joker, I have an idea of who the vocalist could be. I agree with the side project theory. Won't say out of respect. Curious to see how it goes. Song has been on repeat since it dropped. Love the track. So yeah, people are digging it. I have not heard anyone totally dumping on it. Does that make sense? Like it's not for you or you don't like some part of it. I've not heard anyone completely say it's awful.
Nope.
So you know what? That's a good start. And also from Lone Wolf, have you heard the new Callous Dalboys on Novelist album yet? I heard the new Callous Dalboys. I Don't Want to See You in Heaven. It's the new album that came out this past Friday. It's good. I'm going to talk about it on Patreon. They made chaos and bonkers music catchy. That is the best way to describe a six-piece band that just is super chaotic and weird and intentionally wild. But they made it catchy. That's difficult. So you know what? That's the best way I can describe it. So, Alex, Rowan, are you ready to book some festivals?
Do it.
All righty.
I am.
So I need to make sure, first of all, can you see my screen still?
Yes.
Okay, can you see the random image thing?
Yep.
Okay, the screen is a little bit bonkers because the windows are all over the place. Let's do it this way. There we go. I'll fix that later in post. I'll fix it later, guys. We'll do it live later. I forgot to fix that one screen on OBS because I was doing the other ones before. So I forgot to do this one. But you can still see my screen, right? Okay, yep. That means you'll still be able to play. It's all going to be the same for you guys. Just imagine the hosting screen with the crowd surfer that Alex made, that photo. Just imagine it's there first, okay? It's not hard. There. Up first, since we hit our like goal, thank you so much for hitting the like button. Keep those coming. Those likes really do help. What's the festival? Is this President Fest? Oh, man, that sounds rough. I don't know if I want to do that
Rally
one.
Fest.
Rally Fest is better. There you go. Rally Fest. Okay, that makes it sound like rallies or checkers, depending on where you're on the country. You're just going to get like the greasiest burgers and fries imaginable. That's what rallies and checkers are. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ugh. Here we go. Rally Fest. Number one. Shaman's Harvest. And speaking of Shiprock, this photo was taken at Shiprock's on the boat. The night sky's above us because I was on the deck at like midnight. Number two. Code Orange, currently on hiatus. Number three, Slipknot. I'm thinking I'm going. And number four, Jelly Roll. There's an outlier right there. But you know what? Slipknot and Jelly Roll, can't say I'd turn it down. Just the cheeky shenanigans that Corey Taylor and Jelly Roll will get on backstage doing hilarious stuff. I think it's worth it. Alex, how about you?
I think it would be fun.
Yeah. Rowan, how about you?
Code Orange and Slipknot alone sell it for me. So yeah, let's do it.
I would go to this easily for the same logic. Also, if you're not familiar with Shaman's Harvest, they got a lot of great stuff. A lot. They're very good stuff. So I see a lot of yeses. Screw it, I'm in. Jay says, screw it, I'm in, just for Slipknot. Hey man, Checkers slaps. Okay. Yeah, for Slipknot, right. Okay, first of all, Checkers is literally the greasiest ballpark food they disguise as fast food, okay? That's what Checkers is.
Like, hey, if we are going under the assumption that like this festival is gonna be like in the middle of nowhere in Midwest America, that's kind of brand, right?
That is it, absolutely. Like, this is like monster truck tractor pull food, okay? That type of thing.
Greasy carnival. Yeah.
Slipknot. You're getting Slipknot, Jelly Roll, Code Orange, and Shaman's Harvest in Bismarck, North Dakota, okay? Don't complain. Just enjoy the miracle that you actually got Slipknot up there. I think that's fair. Also, I'm seeing nothing but yeses. Thank you. Thank you very much. So,
Jay Wendell, but their fries are bomb.
Their fries will blow up a bomb in your stomach after you eat them.
Yeah, there are people who are going to say worth it. I know they are.
Number two, we're going to do Lone Wolf Fest. Lone Wolf Fest. That actually does have a nice little ring to it. Number one for Lone Wolf Fest. Uh-oh, Pentagram.
I love this image so much.
They already have attention alone, okay? For this festival, for Lone Wolf Fest, Pentagram. Number two, that would be a Architects. Different vibe, but you know what? Works. Number three.
Like them.
We got Breaking Benjamin. We are all over the map. And number four, Death Clock. Closing with Death Clock, opening with Pentagram, Breaking Benjamin, you know, Architects. I'm in, and this is weird. It's intentionally weird. I don't know where this festival would even work out well, but that's fine. You know what? What's a good place to have this one? Alex, Middle of nowhere town in the Southwest.
We're going to do, let's do somewhere in New Mexico.
New Mexico, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yeah.
There you go. Albuquerque or Santa Fe. I don't care which one. You're getting Death Clock, Santa Fe, Death Clock, Breaking Benjamin, Architects, Pentagram.
New Mexico would probably have those poils. Those poils are mottos, cater.
Yeah. Take my money, but Breaking Benjamin is my break band. Okay, well, that's fine. This is the Riot Fest levels of crazy, and I'm in. Riot Fest can be a little bit chaotic, but it's always good. Yes for the curiosity. Yes. You know what? 2 for 2.
Yes.
Very nice.
Everyone's going to be singing, I will not bow, the whole time, and you can't deny it.
Right before Death Clock.
Singing Diary of Jane.
There you go.
Did I tell my Diary of Jane joke to both of you?
No,
I didn't. Oh, yeah. No, you don't. But I'm going to say it anyway. Story time,
Should
everyone.
I get the fogboard ready?
No. It's brief. I give this story credit to the hosts of 105.7 The Point and The Rizzuto Show, who ruined the song title Diary of Jane for me forever. And I ruined it for all of you now listening. Diary of Jane and the way Ben sings it sounds a lot like Diarrhea Jane, as if some poor girl named Jane at high school had a diarrhea accident, and it sounds like that's the song. Diarrhea Jane.
Okay.
So next time you hear that song, I hope you think of Diarrhea Jane.
Thank you.
It just got ruined, didn't it? It just got ruined for you, didn't it?
It's because of the Checkers Fest, okay?
That is absolutely what it is, by the way. That is absolutely what Checkers does. Yep, Diarrhea Jane, let's go. Yes, there's no chance you'll ever hear that song again without thinking of Ben singing about poor Diarrhea Jane.
Fine, I'll just stick to Halo 2 soundtrack.
And we go to Joker Fest. Thank you so much, Heavy Metal Joker. Do you like that? Do you like that?
Okay, stop. I would play the foghorn, but that's not. That would actually fuck.
No, it's it's not Diarrhea Fest. Jeez, Joker Fest, band number one. Mudvayne, who just said they have upcoming music they're making. They are going to release a new album. They announced that at Rockville. Number one, Mudvayne. Number two, New Year's Day. That's in the same vein. I think they've toured together. I feel like they have.
Probably. They've at least been on a festival together.
Oh, probably quite a few.
Yeah.
Number three, Kid Rock ruins everything. Starts all over.
Kid Rock, I love Mudvayne.
I apologize, Joker. Joker Fest has to be rebooked. Yes, you can blame Kid Rock, who, by the way, had to shut down his trashy bar in Nashville because ICE was coming in and apparently his restaurant hired illegal immigrants. Make whatever political statements about that, because Kid Rock has said he wants to kick out all illegal immigrants unless they're working for him. Band number one for Joker Fest. Star sets. I like it. Number two. I believe that had better not, because someone said it in this chat, in this stream, it's Hinder. Star said it, Hinder. What in the world? Number three, Kill Switch Engage. We're back on track. And number four, Coheed and Cambria. I'm 3/4 in. Coheed and Cambria.
You have like a
Kill Switch.
Like you have just like some personal history of like.
Of all the bands I don't like, Hinder's not even like bottom 10, but that still doesn't mean I like Hinder. So.
Yeah, no, dude, but you whenever you hear the name, it's like your eye twitches or something.
Oh, that's not just me. I assure you, that's not just me. So, yes, I would go easily. How about you two? Alex Rowan?
Yeah.
Star Set's fun.
Yeah, they are.
I love Kill Switch.
They're fun. I'm seeing some yeses. I'm in, but Hinder is opening and I'm arriving late. That is heavy metal Joker saying that. That's his, it's his festival. So you know what? Hinder sweep, sweep. What? What? Hinder is the, several people have confirmed it's the bathroom break. And I like literally in succession, bathroom break, bathroom break, bathroom break. We got to have a bathroom break for 40 minutes.
Our brand. All right.
It's a success though. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone, for this lovely evening. I have to do this properly, however. Let me make sure. Thank you so much. Alex, you have anything you'd like to close with before we wrap things up?
Nope.
Awesome. Thank you so much, everyone. Rowan, how about you?
I just want to apologize real quick. So, like, saw it in chat, but House Protection's also releasing new music this Friday. House Very Protection, nice. I saw them open for Poppy last month, and it was freaking incredible. Like, they put on a great live show, and choosing the music was really solid, too. So, like, definitely give them a listen. They deserve it.
That is Eric and Stevens from Fever 333, who you're not, if you're not familiar. Fever 333. Yep, yeah. Great stuff. So, thank you so much. New video that was just put out on Monday, all about third albums that were a big breakthrough. You can check that out on YouTube right now. I have other stuff coming that I'll make more public once it appears online. Thank you so much. I know we're running over time. I apologize to my two friends here for running over time. Alex, you've had some pretty good success with your jokes of the week this past few weeks. What do you have for us this week?
Okay. So my nephew prefers escalators. My niece prefers elevators.
Okay.
Okay. With me?
Yes.
They were raised differently.
Got it. I get it. I do get it. It is. It makes sense. That does matter. I personally did not have a chuckle.
No.
Rowan. That was the, that was, this is the, yeah, no, no, it was a bad one. It was not even a good bad one.
No.
Unfortunately would have to say,
I know
you
know
that joke went down just like that elevator, and I'm back in. I got Alex to laugh. Works for me. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. We'll be back next week. So much. Only two tomatoes in the chat.
Don't deserve any. Let's be honest. That was horrible.
Oh, some, Jay just said my 18-year-old chuckled. Well, you know what? You got an 18-year-old to have a good chuckle. That's a successful week if I've ever seen one. Thank you so much. Oh, I made the, someone said Luke made the better Breaking Benjamin joke. No. It wasn't my joke. No, I can't take credit for that. I just repeated it and I gave credit to who said it. Thank you so much, everyone, as we fade out. Have a great night. We will see you next week. And I'm sorry for re-ruining Diary of Jane for everybody.
Say that.
I'm going to probably forget about it in like 5 minutes after this. So
that's fine, because as soon as you hear the song in the future, you're going to think of that.
Stop saying Diary of Jane.
I mentally blocked out that whole conversation. So
hopefully, doesn't matter. You hear that chorus once. Diary of Jane.
I'm so sorry, Jane.
Diary of Jane. That's how the song goes.
Sure. Yep.
You did the same thing.
You're going to try.